All right. Remember the ANOVAs when you have one qualitative and one quantitative variable? Typically, the qualitative variable is the IV, which defines our conditions. The quantitative DV is, the quantitative DV in this case is performance. And what you want to remember is that we report the mean and the standard deviation of the quantitative variable for each condition of the qualitative variable. And the reason we emphasize this and do a few to practice is because SPSS won't do that for you. You have to know when you're setting up SPSS to do an ANOVA, which is the qualitative variable and which is the quantitative variable. Because if you mix them up, it'll give you absolute and total crap. And then it will giggle. I'm not sure it giggles, but I've always thought SPSS hated me a little and giggled when I screwed up. Could be me. So, again, thinking about which is the qualitative and which is the quantitative variable, I've got GRE and public or private school. So I'm going to report the mean of which variable? I'm going to report the mean. Which one's quantitative? Louder. For each type of school. Perfect. For favorite sport and age, I'm going to report the average for each sport. Failure rate and brand of computer, I'm going to report the average for each. Yep. And for age group and performance speed, I'm going to report the average for each age group. Because again, age group is a qualitative variable. And finally, I've got income and highest educational degree. I'm going to report the average for each degree. Okay, just those couple of little reps on picking the variables, knowing if they're qualitative or quantitative and which one's which, tends to speed things along for us. Sometimes instead of presenting the means and the standard deviations in a table, we do it in some sort of figure. SPSS will do different kinds of figures. You'll go over a little bit about how to do that. Those funny little bars around that are known as whiskers. I shit you not. That's the real name for them. John Tukey called them whiskers. John Tukey was a mathematician and a famous statistician, and he loved to name shit. And everybody liked him so much that when he named stuff, we said, "All right, John, whiskers it is." And the whiskers show variability. They might be standard deviations or standard errors or other things, but it's always possible that we can portray the data in a table or a figure.